And now we start off in conversation with Hudson Mohawk Magazine plastics correspondent, Alexis Goldsmith. Welcome, Alexis.
Glad to be back, Bria.
And I understand that your organization, Beyond Plastics, has a new Choose to Use program to encourage Meals on Wheels programs to stop using disposable food containers. My sister delivered for Meals on Wheels in the Buffalo area for a number of years, so I'm familiar with how volunteers deliver prepackaged meals to people a few days each week on a regular delivery route. How would reusable containers work in that situation?
Sure. Well, the manual, it's a guide. It's not a program, but it's a manual on how to do reuse for Meals on Wheels, and it's called Choose to Reuse. So the way it works is the meals are delivered in reusable containers instead of the single-use plastic containers, and the client is asked to rinse the container. They don't have to wash them. And then when the volunteer or the staff come with the next meal delivery, they pick up the used containers, drop off the new meals, and then they return the used containers to the kitchen where they are washed, sanitized, and used again.
Now, many of these programs are run out of small centers, like a senior center. Where would they hit? What if they don't have the facilities for washing the containers?
Well, first of all, Meals on Wheels programs are very different across the country. So there's no one organization that is providing meals. They're all independent of each other. So each program is different. But if a meal program is preparing its own food and then packing those meals, they have a kitchen with a dishwasher because they're washing all those trays, the prep trays, and the dishes that they're using to make the food. For example, the Meals on Wheels in Albany, they have a full kitchen. It's a commercial kitchen with a commercial pass-through dishwasher. And they would just use the same dishwasher that they used for the pots and pans for the reusable containers.
Have you spoken to people who work for Meals on Wheels? What is their reaction to this? Do they feel like it's feasible?
Yes, I've talked to a lot of different programs that are in many different circumstances, and most are supportive. You know, Meals on Wheels is providing a vital service in the community, and they want to make good decisions that benefit everybody. And also, the reusable containers can save them a lot of money if they're able to purchase the containers themselves and wash them. So that's very attractive to programs. So the dishwashing is the big hurdle. Some programs are able to do it. And I've actually talked to programs that are currently using reusables, and they're very happy with using reusables because it saves them so much money. And I talked to one program that's been using reusables for 20 years, and they still have some of the original containers. So the programs that do it have been very successful with reusables.
And given that the Meals on Wheels programs are indeed decentralized, with each program making their own choices about suppliers and such, how do you plan to reach out to the various programs? I think you mentioned throughout the country. Is it just New York State or the area?
No, we're trying to distribute this guide and, you know, this idea about reuse and share the stories about the programs using reusables, because there's four case studies in the guide about those programs to the entire country. So we're working to organize webinars. We have a webinar for programs on June 15th at 3 p.m. And we're working with Meals on Wheels America, which is a nonprofit coalition of Meals on Wheels programs. We have volunteers that reach out to their programs, and we're working with Offices of the Aging. I'm trying to get with AARP. If anybody listening works for AARP, please call me or go to beyondplastics.org and contact us. And if you're a program that's listening or connected with one, go to beyondplastics.org/contact and let me know so that we can send them. The guide is free. I'm not selling any containers. We just really want to help reduce plastic waste and save Meals on Wheels money at the same time.
So what about, when we were speaking about the plastic straw bill, one of the reasons why it's necessary to have access to plastic straws is disability. What about I believe, Bria, you were saying that there's no choosing when you're there. Is there a way to still accommodate different needs of people that might need a plastic straw, for example, that's not a reusable product? Is there any kind of way to accommodate different needs?
Well, Meals on Wheels, they don't give straws, but the material type of the container does need to accommodate the Meals on Wheels clients. So they're working with older populations and adults with disabilities. So the containers need to be lightweight. They cannot be hot to the touch. They need to be shatterproof, and they can't be too heavy. I already said lightweight. So we recommend actually reusable polypropylene containers, which is another type of plastic, but it's a reusable plastic. It's a more durable plastic. Of course, it'd be better to not use plastic at all, but the first mission of Meals on Wheels is to feed people. So that we have to fulfill that mission. Now, the reusable polypropylene containers are environmentally preferable to single-use plastic containers after just 10 uses. So you still get a significant benefit. And just to put how much plastic we're talking about into perspective, so in 2018, Meals on Wheels America served 2.4 million clients. That represents about 646 million meals. And if all of those meals were served in plastic trays, that's almost 46 million pounds of plastic waste and 1.1 million cubic yards of landfill space every year from Meals on Wheels. And demand is going up every year. Demand for Meals on Wheels was up 80% at the height of the COVID pandemic. And it's still going up. So this is a problem that just increases. And those trays are not only bad for the environment, they're very expensive for programs. So that's why we recommend the reusable hard plastic trays over the disposable ones, because you still see significant benefits.
So I'm thinking when my mother was getting Meals on Wheels, on the Friday, she would get meals for the whole weekend because they only delivered Monday through Thursday, through Friday. So that would mean that she'd have a number of meals in her refrigerator. And so they wouldn't need just the Meals on Wheels organization. Wouldn't they have a storage issue to have all of those materials on hand? Aren't there issues beyond the cost?
They do need space to store the trays. That's true. But they have to store the disposable trays also. The disposable trays come in large boxes and they come with large rolls of plastic film. So you're really just replacing the storage space with reusables.
Meals on Wheels has been around for quite some time, and it started out, I'm pretty sure, as a reusable service, right? Where meals were brought and taken back. Do you have any idea why did they stop doing that in the first place? And maybe that's just a reflection of our society in general.
I'm not really sure if they were served in reusables to begin with, but I do know that these trays that programs commonly use, they're advertised as recyclable. And I've talked about the great recycling myth on this show before. So back in the 80s, Big Plastic convinced everybody that recycling was the answer to plastic pollution. And we now know, actually, the most recent data says that plastic recycling in the U.S. is less than 6%. So these trays are advertised as recyclable, so programs feel better about what they're doing. I mean, the manufacturers tell them they can recycle the trays, but they are not actually getting recycled. And there's a disconnect between that understanding that they're not getting recycled and what's being advertised.
Meals on Wheels isn't the only organization that has systems like this. Are there other organizations that you are thinking about creating some processes for to do something similar also with reusable?
Not at this time, because this was such a big project, but I know that there is a whole network of reuse. It's called National Reuse Network. There was an excellent guide put out last year for schools that went disposable during the pandemic and how they can go back to reusable and what the benefits of reusables are. There are companies that are offering dishwashing services for like corporate settings, government settings, stadium settings to ditch like disposable dishware and actually do washing in-house. So this is an up-and-coming thing, and we're not the only resource out there. But if you want to read our guide for Meals on Wheels, it's on our website at beyondplastics.org.
And you mentioned dishwashing. It seems like besides the storage issue, which your comment that they'd have to store the non-reusable even more is a good point. But currently, places are having trouble getting volunteers. And so do you have suggestions for how to get people who can actually do all of the washing that would be involved in this? There's a time commitment too.
Sure. Yeah. I suggest they hire somebody with all of the money that they're saving from the not buying disposables. Just to put it into perspective, a program that feeds 500 people five meals a week would save $32,000 the first year just by switching to reusables. And then the second year they save about $40,000. That's enough to hire a full-time dish. They save that much money because the disposables are expensive. It adds up very quickly. But the reusables, you only have to pay for them up front. So they pay for themselves within the first year and you have enough money left over to hire a full-time staff person. But really the dishwashing takes an hour at the most from what I've heard by talking to other programs. It really doesn't take that long.
Well, thank you. Alexis Goldsmith from Beyond Plastics, this has been incredibly informative. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Just reuse is possible. We just have to imagine a world that looks a lot different from the one that we have. And I would say if there's any members of the New York State Legislature listening to this, this is worth funding in the budget because Meals on Wheels benefits, and so do municipalities, because municipalities, the reusables reduce the amount of trash that's going into landfills and incinerators, so it saves taxpayers money as well.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good talking with you, Alexis. See you next week.